From the four corners of Southern California, this is The Hot Seat, and you're in it with me, Max Schwartz. It starts right now. Today on the phone I have as the second candidate for the 3rd District seat on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors to call into The Hot Seat, Doug Fay. How are you, Mr. Fay? Thank you very much for taking the time to call into The Hot Seat.
Good morning, Max. I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. And I wanted to remind all of our viewers that this is a continuation, or our listeners, that this is a continuation of the Hot Seat's Board of Supervisors candidate series, and I'd like to remind everybody that I will be sticking to my election protocol. I have lots of questions for the candidates and not a lot of time, so without further ado, let's get started. Why do you want to be a member of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors?
Well, Max, I'm the only environmentalist with a humanitarian approach, not a political one, to improve the quality of life for all. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of a city do you want for your children to live in? And I'm so much different than the other candidates.
Just for clarification, what do you mean you're an environmentalist?
That means I have a background in ecology and quality of life and caring for my community. My family's been doing it for generations.
Okay. And you talked about the city you want people to live in. This is for the county, though. So we'll get into this possibly a little bit later, but for clarification purposes, what will you do to make, you talked about it doing in the city context, what about the county context?
Well, countywide, it's not just the land, it's the ocean. It's a huge, huge district, a huge county, 10 million people, and it is a daunting task to care for the people and do your best. So it's going to be a challenge. All I can do is say that I work as hard as I possibly can. I'll reach out to all the city leaders. I will work with the board and all of our different department heads. It's definitely going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
And because I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to know, what is your actual day job? Is an environmentalist what you do as your day job, or is that just something? Do you do something else?
Environmentalist is an overall title. I am a technician. I am an automotive technician. I've worked in the professional motorcycle racing industry. I am a scuba instructor, and I am an emergency first response instructor. So I have several hats, but yes, my day job is as an automotive technician at a Toyota dealership.
Okay. Why or how do you believe you know the 3rd District well enough to represent it on a very powerful governmental body?
Well, I was born here in Santa Monica. I've been involved in politics. I work hand-in-hand with several local environmental groups, Grassroots Coalition. I'm a member of the Sierra Club. My father was an ocean lifeguard and a former coastal commissioner for this district in the state of California. So I am intimately connected to my constituents.
Okay. And you talked about Santa Monica, and I just want to raise the question, because that would mean that you, if you were elected, you would live in Santa Monica as well as the 50th Assembly District. So, but do you think that's too many politicians representing a big area in one city?
No, we need all the help we can get. It's a challenge. There are 10 million people here in Los Angeles County. I've also worked hand-in-hand with the activists in Monterey County, and that county has 500,000 residents. So that's 20 times as many people here.
Okay. And why do you believe your current position and what you have done in the past makes you qualified to sit on the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors?
I have a good general knowledge of how the system works. I'm 51 years old, but I'm not too old, not too young. I am currently suing the county to protect the only bird conservation area in Los Angeles County from becoming a water feature for a developer. When you work intimately with the county, you can see the problems within the system. And the system is fraught with problems, and I am a problem solver. I fix things. I do a lot of work, a lot of reading, and I know that I have the qualities needed to get in here and turn things around.
Okay. And if a 3rd District resident were to come up to you and ask why they should vote for you, what would you say?
Well, I have integrity that the other candidates don't have. I will not bow to special interests. I am not taking any money, political contributions, by lobbyists to represent those special interests. I'm going to stay independent. I'm going to work very hard, and all I can do is ask for your vote. You know, I'm not going to have the high-profile campaign that the other candidates are going to have. And it really is a very, very challenging task to compete with these other candidates. For example, I have been excluded from every debate that has been held so far because I won't buy into the special interest platform.
Okay. And why should 3rd District residents trust you?
Again, I'm a man of integrity. My father served unequivocally as a man of integrity and independence. You can research Dr. Raymond C. Fay, and he was a man to be admired.
Okay. And if you are elected, how will you work with the other elected officials whose districts lie within the 3rd District?
Hand in hand. I will put together a team that is committed to outreach. We will be there on all the social media and accountable.
Okay. And moving on now, there will be a new 1st District Supervisor, a new Sheriff, and a new Assessor. How will you work with your colleagues on the Board of Supervisors to do what is best for your constituents and the county as a whole?
Again, I will just do my best. We will be there. I will have put together a great team for the 3rd District. We have a budget of $3.5 million annually to put a team together, assuming we'll have a team of about 30 specialized individuals that will reach out and be there.
Okay. And how will you work with the new sheriff to reform the department and ensure it does not continue to go downhill?
Well, as you know, the county sheriff is elected, not appointed like a city law enforcement head. It's really imperative that we solicit these different candidates and find out what is needed. Max Huntsman has recently been appointed to oversee the sheriff's department, find out what's wrong with the system, and make recommendations. I think those recommendations need to be put in the spotlight during these candidate debates and find out who the best candidate is. I will work with whoever is elected, and this needs to be a good relationship because there is a separation between the sheriff's department and the Board of Supervisors. And it's difficult. It can be difficult. I don't want that. I don't want any barriers. I want to be able to talk and work with this person and do what's in the best interest for the county residents.
And specifically for clarification for the purposes of our listeners, a lot of that will have to be doing with making sure Max Hunchman's recommendations get worked on.
Well, he's already been appointed, and yes, his recommendations need to be out there, especially in the media, and the voters need to know what the issues are. And he's the man that's in the position to get that message out there, and I think he's qualified. From what I've read, he's done a tremendous job of service. So I look forward to see how this plays out.
Okay. And how will you work with the new assessor to ensure properties are assessed fairly, integrity returns to the office, and what happened under the current assessor does not happen again?
Again, my office, my staff will do our best to work hand in hand with the new assessor. Yes, there have been problems in the past. Generating revenue is important, but it has to be honest, and that hasn't happened in the past. All we can do is do our best.
Do you have a specific plan of action, though?
I would have an accountant on my staff that would work the numbers and make sure that they're doing what they need to do. It's all a matter of quality control and supervision, and the current supervisors don't seem to be doing a good job of that. They delegate to others and put it on their responsibility, and they tend to other forms of business and use their independent judgment, which I don't agree with. You know, we have a system here. We have a county general plan and policies in that general plan. And when you constantly look at projects and see the supervisors or the statement using our independent judgment, well, independent of what? Our current established county general plans? and policies, what they're doing is not good leadership. And I intend to be a different voice. There are five supervisors elected here in Los Angeles County, and I want to be that environmental voice for the people, by the people, independent of the politics that aren't working.
Okay. And what will you do to help the assessor modernize the office?
Throughout the county, I'm hearing that the electronics and everything are outdated, and it's a form of communication and data storage and retrieval, and we need to modernize the county. The county definitely needs investing in our workforce. There's 100,000 employees here in Los Angeles County, and they need the best tools they can get to do the job, and that's the accountability. If they have the tools they need and they are performing satisfactorily, the county should be very efficient at serving the people. And unfortunately, right now, they don't have the tools.
If the assessor, whoever becomes the assessor, comes to the Board of Supervisors and asks for money in the range of $100 million to upgrade the technology within the office, would you vote for that?
I would want to itemize the request and take a good look at it. That's the part that the supervisors seem to be lacking in. You can't just rubber stamp everything that comes before you. You have to be accountable. And I'm a fiscally conservative person. I don't spend more than I have. And we have to do that throughout the county. So if it was justified, $100 million of expenses, yes, it's very important that the county works efficiently, the quality of lives, not only for the residents, but for the workforce of the county is improved.
Okay. And the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has had lots of problems in the last year. Do you support a Citizens Oversight Commission for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department?
I've commented that Citizens Oversight Commission needs law enforcement input. Matt Huntsman looks like he can...
But before we get to that point, do you or do you not support one?
If there's law enforcement input within that commission, yes. I don't think the commission should be completely independent of the folks that work in that system.
Okay. What authority would you want this commission to have?
It would be an advisory committee because of the way of the structure of the government.
Okay.
It won't have any teeth. And it may be a waste of money if it's going to be a great expense. I think there are other ways of handling this problem. And again, the appointment of Max Huntsman seems to be the direction the board has taken.
Would you want the recommendations of these commissions to be binding if you could make it that way?
Having reviewed their recommendations, if I agreed with them, yes.
Okay. If their motion to vote for a commission was put forth, would you vote for a commission with law if there was law enforcement input?
Yes.
If there was not, would you do it?
Again, you really have to look at the legal aspects of the commission. Will it be an advisory board? Will it have teeth? Will it be able to get the message out to the public of the changes that need to be done so the public can elect the right sheriff? I'd be for the commission.
Okay. And continuing on now about the sheriff's department, or about the county in general, do you support building a new jail facility?
We need to house those that have been put in the system here within the county. If we can't do it at the county jail and we can't do it elsewhere in the county, we need to get modern and not release inmates before they serve their time. So, yes, I would be for modernizing the jail or possibly replacing it. If it's a historically recognized building, that may be difficult.
And for clarification purposes, you would want a new jail to increase capacity and not to just replace the old jail?
Max, that's a tricky question. We need to reduce the amount of people going in to incarceration. There are many problems in society, and prevention is better than the cure. And we don't need more people in the system, no. We need to make quality of life improvements and maybe you don't need to expand the jail system. So as a supervisor, I will work hard to improve the quality of life of all residents in Los Angeles County.
Okay. And moving on now, speaking of the entire Los Angeles County, the entirety of the county, there are some identifying features of the district, such as the beach and some iconic cities like Beverly Hills. What will you do to make sure that these iconic places are not destroyed or taken advantage of by corporations or government agencies?
Well, first you have to promote their value and don't impose on them. You have to look at land use plans, and again, that can be done in the general plans, not only of the counties, but of the cities. So you have to be respectful for what you have. And unfortunately, the county has not done that. Now, my background is mainly coastal. And if you look at Marina Del Rey, for example, under the control of the Small Craft Harbors Commission and Beaches and Harbors, they say it is a world-class destination. And that just isn't true because it's a federally and state-listed impaired water body. It may look good on the surface, but beneath the waterline, it's toxic, and the board has not done their job to maintain that marina in over 50 years. And what happens in the marina affects the bay. And again, the Santa Monica Bay is a resource, a multi-billion-dollar resource that is abused. And I can just quote one article here, one comment from my father. And it says, California's greatest recreational resource, free to everybody, is not being protected by the very people whose job it is to protect it. And this quote comes from the Los Angeles Times in the year 1967. And things are no different today than they were then. The county supervisors are failing to protect our greatest resource. They shouldn't be dumping waste into the bay. We need to get responsible. We need to invest in infrastructure and treat the waste in the municipalities where it's created. This will create jobs. It will clean up the bay. We will get our resource back. And I can tell you, after years of being involved in the process with the Santa Monica Bay Restoration Commission, which the county sits on and is heavily influenced by the county, they're failing.
Okay, and would that be a mentality would those same general ideas, would you apply those to the cities and the other parts of the county as well?
I would reach out to anyone who wants to improve the quality of life for the residents of the counties, of the county and the city here in Los Angeles County. We need to take a humanitarian approach. We need to look at ecology, not just the politics and the quick buck. Things need to change. All the problems that we have today have been created by the Board of Supervisors, and it's time to get back to basics, as the mayor of the City of Los Angeles is doing. So that's the approach I will take, and I will reach out to anyone, including you, Max, who can help get the job done.
Okay. And continuing on about the county, there are also diverse populations, including large homeless and veteran populations within the 3rd District. What will you do to help these people achieve better lives in the 3rd District, and what will you do to provide resources to help and support them?
I will reach out to the department heads that are responsible for improving their quality of life and be attentive to the needs of these people. You know, the homeless population, they're people. They come from families. And they've lost their way. I have friends that have been through this and have turned their lives around, and others that unfortunately didn't make it. You have to be conscious, and you have to have conscious solutions. And I will do my best to see that it's done. Just improving, putting more beds in the VA hospital isn't a solution. There's drug addiction. There are programs out there that work, and they work very well. I've had friends that have gone through alcohol rehab programs that don't cost anything, that are sponsored by a local church group. But the Biber Tabernacle in Venice, for example, took someone I knew in and turned his life around in less than 6 months, and he's back to work and healthy, and I'm very grateful that there are programs out there like that. You need to build upon them and invest in those types of programs, not just throw the money out there and expect good things to happen. It doesn't work that way. And also up in Monterey County, there's the Sun Street program. Here in Santa Monica, there's the CLARE program. You know, there are people out there that really want to do good things. And again, I will reach out to those people and make it happen.
Okay, so your solution is talking to the people and working with the department heads and getting sort of a hybridized public-private partnership?
I'll do it any way to reach the goal, to get the job done, to get the people off the street one at a time. Again, there's no one solution. You have to do 100 little things to make a whole. And there is no easy solution.
Okay. And what will you do about mental health treatment in the County of Los Angeles to ensure there is a greater and equal access to care?
You know, we have Obamacare that is trying to universalize health care. Mental health is a sensitive issue. There's too much drug abuse out there. There's pollution getting into our systems through what we eat and the pollution that's getting into our waterways. We have to clean things up. There's no easy answer to that question, Max.
But would you, specifically relating to mental health care, what would you do? Would you work with the agencies? What exactly would you do specifically to ensure there is greater and equal access to mental health care?
You have to go to the department head and start there, and you have to have a team that that knows how to look into these different departments and see where the problem areas are. A lot of data to crunch. There's a lot of outreach, a lot of conversations one-on-one that have to be conducted. It's a daunting task.
Okay. And moving on now, I'd like to talk about the power of the Board of Supervisors. And as I previously mentioned, it is one of the most powerful governmental bodies. Do you believe it is too powerful?
I think their abuse of power is a little bit out of control. We're just people here, Max, with jobs. And if you look at the budget, it's really not that great. You've got a budget of approximately $30 billion and 10 million residents. That boils down to about $3,000 per person annually. It's not a huge sum of money, but again, the influence on money and lobbyists to do things that aren't in the best interest of the population can get out of control. And I'm seeing that in the lawsuit that I am in with the county. What the county supervisors do is outside of the box. It's not for the people. And you see it when you go to the Board of Supervisors hearings.
But do you believe itself the body has, and the individual supervisors have too much power? Yes or no?
No, I don't think we need a bigger body of supervisors, as some have suggested. The five can do it. If you had five with integrity, it could happen. But unfortunately, they're lacking in that department.
Okay, so you do not want to add any seats to the Board of Supervisors?
No, I don't think that needs to be done. I think there needs to be more oversight. And I think, Max Huntsman not only needs to look at the Sheriff Department, I think he needs to take a look at how the supervisors operate.
So you would expand his role to be Inspector General of the Sheriff and the Board of Supervisors?
Well, Max, you talk about a Citizens Oversight Commission. Citizens, their input, there are many dedicated people within this county who follow what happens in county government. And when they reach out, they usually get silenced. It's happened to me. I've been excluded from meetings. I've submitted documents and had them suppressed and withheld. I have had public comment cut from 3 minutes to one just because it's Doug Fay walking up to the microphone. It's a problem.
Okay. And moving on now, I'd like to talk about Metro, because as a Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, you'd get to sit on the Metro Board of Directors. And currently there are two contested projects, one the Green Line and the other the Purple Line. The Green Line is under heavy criticism because it does not extend all the way to the airport, and there are no plans, at least at the present time, to bring it into the airport. What is your position about this issue?
We need to facilitate movement of the residents and the commuters here in the county. and it's a priority. Traffic congestion is just horrendous here. We shouldn't be sitting in traffic bumper to bumper at a standstill. Some people are losing 2 hours a day of their lives, and that's time away taken away from their families. The Green Line needs to get into the airport. We have to get facilitation and movement in the airport. It has to be world class. They just move too many people for it not to function at the best possible capacity. The other line, I believe...
I'm not there yet. I want to ask a clarification question on the Green Line. So your solution or your what you'd like to do about the issue is physically is extend the Green Line so that way it goes into the airport.
Possibly. It depends on how it can be done practically, expediently, and being financially fiscal. We have to get the movement improvements. And I'd have to sit down with the engineers and the planners and the community and see what's in their best interest. I'm for the people. I'm not going to say I'm for a contractor and the money going that way. I want to make sure that we're being responsible to the constituency of the county.
So you're for the best solution that you can find?
Absolutely. Okay. Dig into it, do all the research, crunch the numbers, stay independent of the politics, and implement those solutions that improve the quality of life.
Okay. And the Purple Line is under the microscope because it is currently slated to run underneath Beverly Hills High School, which is controversial because of the old oil wells underneath it. There is a less expensive alternative running it north under Santa Monica Boulevard. Which Purple Line alignment do you support, the northern alignment under Santa Monica Boulevard or the southern alignment under Beverly Hills High School?
Again, I have to research it in depth and make sure there aren't any faults. Maybe it's oil wells. Maybe there's other things down there. I don't think running it underneath the school is a good idea. I'd probably go with under Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay. And one more question about transportation, and that is about the 405. Do you believe any more work needs to be done on the 405?
I don't think widening to 15 lanes in each direction is a good idea, Max. There's so many problems here in the county with smart growth and locating residents near their jobs so they don't have to get stuck on the freeway. I had a friend who commuted from the Valley to Marina Del Rey every day to work, and his life was miserable. He ended up getting divorced. And, we need to move people efficiently. I'm for light rail. I've used those systems elsewhere in the world. They work, especially when it's not too expensive. I'm for making improvements. I'm for investing in infrastructure. But it's got to work for the people. And we have to look at the other solutions, Max. You can't just keep widening a roadway and that's the solution.
And I'm going to stop you there, though, because I got a clarification question on your light rail response. Does that mean, are you saying you'd be for a light rail line through the Sepulveda Pass?
If that would be the best location for it, we need to look at light rail, seriously. They're finally getting down to the ocean in Santa Monica. It's disruptive, but hopefully that will work. I'm for light rail throughout the county and throughout the state and the nation. I know people that commute from San Diego to Los Angeles. It gives them time to read and do their work or text safely, not on the roadways. Light rail is something that we need to look at much, much harder here in California.
Okay. And I'm not going to ask, I do want to ask one more question. And based off of your responses, it seems like, and as you've mentioned, environmentalism is your large issue. How do the voters know that you'll be able to be well-versed on the other issues and that you won't just stick to the environment as your big issue on the Board of Supervisors?
Well, again, Max, an environmentalist is a title. My professions are as a technician in the automotive industry. I have a smog license. I'm a master ASC technician. I know about fixing things. I've been working behind the scenes for the residents of Los Angeles County for decades and doing that with integrity. I've also sat on the Greater Salinas Area Ad Hoc Land Use Advisory Committee in Monterey County and worked on all aspects of a general plan, land use planning, health care, water, roads, infrastructure, housing, development, and jobs creation. In Monterey County, they have a $4 billion productive county budget. And here we have a $30 billion consumer-based economy. We need to turn things around to where we're more productive, where these jobs are smart growth jobs, and I know how to get this done. Again, my family's been doing this for generations. I have the same integrity that my father has had, and I'm very proud to say that my brother Trevor is being nominated as the Small Business of the Year in Monterey County for his environmentally sustainable abalone farming practices. And it says here, for your leadership in demonstrating that ecology and commerce can strike a healthy balance. And this nomination is coming from Assemblymember Mark Stone. And I'm just so proud of my brother, and my heartfelt praise of gratitude goes out to Mark Stone for recognizing.
I have to interrupt you there because you're deviating from the question, and we are unfortunately out of time, but I thank you for that, and I thank you for joining me in the hot seat today, Mr. Fay. It was a pleasure. The Hot Seat After Hour starts right now. You can email me at the Hot Seat inbox, thehotseatwithmaxschwartz@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at MaxSchwartzTV. You can also read and follow my blog at www.maxschwartztv.blogspot.com. You can subscribe to the Hot Seat's newsletter by clicking on the link on our page. Go to edinburghradio.org/podcast and click the link underneath the Hot Seat description and enter your email address. Thank you for listening. I hope you will join me next time with Sheriff Candidate Todd Rogers.